Blog Talk Radio.
Bonsoir and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs. It is Sunday, the 17th day of February in the year 2019, and you're now listening to Playtime Sandra Radio. I'm your host, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. Playtime with Sandra Radio is available to you via Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio, aka New Groove and Rhythm. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called The Day Before Yesterday by Sendistry. I may be having a caller call in just a little bit. Perhaps we shall see. So stay tuned for that. The call in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And for your next song, I will give you I Met Valentine in Paris. Where are you? There you are. Here you go. I Met Valentine in Paris by Mr. and Mrs. Smith here on Playtime with Sandra Radio.
I
I once knew a girl named Valentine. Her lips were quite the rouge. She followed me round to take the crown. Feast on what was mine. She plumped her mouth, dusted her cheeks, upped her back due south to Brittany. She came back with a glass of a tan and a golden wedding band. She said she had met the Prince of Feet and charmed him with her voluptuous meat. Oh, Valentine, one day you were mine and evermore to be. Oh, Valentine, one day you are mine and evermore to be. Valentine, 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 oh, Valentine. Choking on your chicken bones, I gave you the Heimlich in Germany. And then you infected me. Valentine, oh Valentine, forever cool, lush and tough, oh
dissect your brain in segments, understand your concepts and add to your progressions. Who's in Waking up fluorescent horror, capturing your essence, no second guessing. If I said it, then I meant it. Catering to your preference, listen and learn from your lessons. I'm trying to cause the opposite of stressing. Your guard's up, stop defending. I wanna break it down and help you build it up. Leaving imprints in each section, be your blessings in the skies of my mind. Your name I write in plain sight. Butterflies take flight when staring into your eyes. Glance too long, get hypnotized. You got powers, Wonder Woman, I don't think you even know. Not many like you, rarer than a UFO. Abduct me to your planet, no need to panic. We can do whatever you want, I'll plan it. This shit's landed, I'm enjoying your game.
Yeah, you're sexy, that's a fact. Stand out in a pack. Get that money, flip the fat. Make me wanna have your back. All these holes in the past won't make me react. I only want you, everybody up track. Yeah, you're sexy, that's a fact. Stand out in a pack. Get that money, flip the fat. Make me wanna have your back. All these holes in the past won't make me react. I only want you, everybody up.
Your chin upon his lips, holding a lipstick lingering across your old skin. Holy shimbone, it's gone so slowly. If only I was a holy one. He is a puzzle that's so simply undone. Born no, washed away in the storm. Oh, sure. I'm blind, cause I'm wanting all upon her, and she's thinking she's got all right, while he's having all he can have. Doing things I really hadn't even planned, cause he's wanting all he can have. Having all I can have, doing things I really hadn't even planned. Yeah, 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 no, yeah. Over that line, pretending these actions are finely tuned out of my mind. Hint no one, no late putts, and you should be all late night. No number showing, it's so unkind.
You want to be the only one. You want me to be so sincere in our evasion. Ooh. The time will come, I'll play so dumb in your persuasion. I should keep it that way, wrapped in a rose-tinted roleplay. Don't hate your wife for that I say, yeah. Cause I know that you played dumb. It's nothing that you have done. You said that it was just fine, but no, it's out loud. Know that you played dumb. It's nothing that you have done. You already have your. Just waiting around.
All the time,
wanting all upon her.
Back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com. The songs you just heard were I Met Valentine in Paris by the group Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Then you heard Crush on You by Marc Angelo featuring Kalia Miles. And you heard Games by Christiane. There you are. So yeah, I titled this evening's radio show Leaning Toward the Gregorian in honor of Sweden, which changed the very next day in the year 1753 from February 17th till the very next day became March 1st as they transitioned from using the Julian calendar and moved over to using the Gregorian calendar. Yay! Well, that's why tonight's radio show is titled as such. Anyways, I will play for you a couple songs. I do have one audio, pre-recorded audio, that I will play. I played it before. It's a little short story. It's just under 10 minutes long. I'll play that in a little while later. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 815-2333. Let's do Les Vaincus. Where'd you go? Yeah, Les Vaincus by Pauline Tron. Or Trand. I'll say Tron. Here you are.
Approchera l'homme qui ne dira pas non. Amour déçu, qui sont les vaincus? Je te parle d'un monde qui n'existe plus. Je n'ai perdu pas l'ange nu. Je te parle d'une vie qui ne se vit plus. Un baleineau noir qui ne tourne plus rond, à peine de nageoire au fil du rasoir. Comment décimer les restes d'été, les charmes d'un baiser pour nos vieux tiroirs. Je te parle d'une vie qui ne se vit plus.
My hair's all caught in your strings.
That's good. That's how you make real music. One, two, three.
Thank you. the ticket. If now is all I have, then what about those in-between moments?
Drives me crazy. Back,
you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your host, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com. You just heard Les Vaincus by Pauline Dron. Where'd you go? And Gonna Love You, a cover by Tarlane, and In Between Moments by Iron Logic. A couple of people were asking me what I have been up to. And this new year, anything fun or exciting or what have you. And let's see, two things I can share that were kind of fun were seeing comedian Ron White, perform at the Comedy Store back on, I believe, January 30th of this year. And that was fun. And also watching Bill Maher stand up in Santa Cruz last weekend. On Saturday, that was very interesting. He was exactly just like you'd expect him to be: funny, controversial, sarcastic, witty, awesome. And I also visited San Jose, California, for the first time, like ever, I think. Yeah, but it was pretty cool. I went to Santana Row. I guess it's an outdoor/indoor shopping area center. That was pretty fun, and it started raining like crazy after the Bill Maher show, so heading to San Jose from Santa Cruz, ended up dining in a place called, oh my goodness, I wish I had it right in front of me, but it's Joe's something. It could be Joe's Cafe, Old Joe's, Original Joe's, something, but something with Joe in the title for dinner, and it was really good. Very good meal, very nice meal. Crazy weather, but hey, it is what it is. They are. About it. In the future, I plan to attend Comic-Con in San Diego. Woohoo! Knock on wood. On a few other things, I'm trying to like narrow down a couple of film festivals and concerts, music festivals, and 100% more comedy for sure. In the meantime, how about I give you that story, my audio recording of an excerpt from The Game by Jack London. Let me bring it up. 1 second. Let's see. Where should I go? There you are. Okay, The Game. The Game by Jack London. And I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. The Game by Jack London. The Game by Jack London, Chapter 1. Many patterns of carpet lay rolled out before them on the floor. Two of Brussels showed the beginning of their quest and its ending in that direction, while a score of ingrains lured their eyes and prolonged the debate between desire pocketbook. The head of the department did them the honor of waiting upon himself, or did Joe the honor, as she well knew, for she had noted the open-mouthed awe of the elevator boy who brought them up.
nor had she been blind to the marked respect shown Joe by the urchins and groups of young fellows on corners when she walked with him in their own neighborhood down at the west end of the town. But the head of the department was called away to the telephone, and in her mind, the splendid promise of the carpets and the irk of the pocketbook were thrust aside by a greater doubt and anxiety. "But I don't see what you find to like in it, Joe," she said softly, the note of insistence in her words betraying recent and unsatisfactory discussion. For a fleeting moment, a shadow darkened his boyish face, to be replaced by the glow of tenderness. He was only a boy, as she was only a girl, two young things on the threshold of life, house renting and buying carpets together. "What's the good of worrying?" he questioned. "It's the last go, the very last." He smiled at her, but she saw on his lips the unconscious and all but breathed sigh of renunciation. And with the instinctive monopoly of woman for her mate, she feared this thing she did not understand and which gripped his life so strongly. "You know, the go with O'Neill cleared the last payment on Mother's house," he went on, "and that's off my mind. Now, this last with Ponta will give me $100 in a bank, and even 100, that's the purse, for you and me to start on. And this egg." She disregarded the money appeal. "But you like it, this game, you call it. Why?" He lacked speech expression. He expressed himself with his hands, at his work, and with his body and the play of his muscles in the squared ring. But to tell with his own lips the charm of the squared ring was beyond him. Yet he essayed, and haltingly at first, to express what he felt and analyzed when playing the game at the supreme summit of existence. "All I know, Genevieve, is that you feel good in the ring when you've got the man where you want him, when he's had a punch at both sleeves waiting for you and you've never given him an opening to land him, when you've landed your own little punch and he's going groggy and holding on and the referee's dragging him off so you can go in and finish him, and all the house is shouting and tearing itself loose and you know you're the best man and that you played him fair and won him out because you're the best man, I tell you." He ceased brokenly, alarmed by his own volubility and by Genevieve's look of alarm. As he talked, she had watched his face while fear dawned in her own. As he described the moment of moments to her, on his inward vision were lined the tottering man, the lights, the shouting house, and he swept out and away from her on this tide of life that was beyond her comprehension, menacing, irresistible, making her love pitiful and weak. The Joe she knew receded, faded, became lost. The fresh, boyish face was gone. The tenderness of the eyes, the sweetness of the mouth with its curves and pictured corners. It was a man's face she saw, a face of steel, tense and immobile, a mouth of steel, the lips like the jaws of a trap, eyes of steel, dilated, intent, and the light in them and the glitter or the light and glitter of steel. The face of a man, and she had known only his boy face. This face she did not know at all. And yet, while it frightened her, she was vaguely stirred with pride in him. His masculinity, the masculinity of the fighting male, made its inevitable appeal to her, a female molded by all her heredity to seek out a strong man for mate and to lean against the wall of his strength. She did not understand this force of his being that rose mightier than her love and laid its compulsion upon him. And yet, in her woman's heart, she was aware of the sweet pang which told her that for her sake, for love's own sake, he had surrendered to her, abandoned all that portion of his life, and that this one last fight would never fight again. "Mrs. Silverstein doesn't like prize fighting," she said. "She's down on it, and she knows something, too." He smiled indulgently, concealing a hurt not altogether new, at her persistent and appreciation of this side of his nature and life in which he took the greatest pride. It was to him power and achievement, earned by his own effort and hard work. And in the moment when he had offered himself and all that he was to Genevieve, it was this and this alone that he was proudly conscious of laying at her feet. It was the merit of work performed, a guerdon of manhood finer and greater than any other man could offer, and it had been to him his justification and right to possess her. And she had not understood it then, as she did not understand it now, and he might well have wondered what else she found in him to make him worthy. Mrs. Silverstein is a dub and a softy and a knocker, he said good-humoredly. What's she know about such things, anyway? I tell you, it is good and healthy, too. This last is an afterthought. Look at me. I tell you, I have to live clean to be in condition like this. I live cleaner than she does, or her old man, or anybody you know. Baths, rub downs, exercise, regular hours, good food, and no making a pig of myself. No drinking, no smoking, nothing that'll hurt me. Why, I live cleaner than you, Genevieve. Honest, I do, he hastened to add at sight of her shocked face. I don't mean water and soap, but look there. His hand closed reverently but firmly on her arm. Soft. You're all soft, all over. Not like mine. Here, feel this. He pressed the ends of her fingers into his hard arm muscles until she winced from the hurt. Hard all over just like that, he went on. Now that's what I call clean. Every bit of flesh and blood and muscle is clean right down to the bones. And they're clean, too. No soap and water only on the skin, but clean all the way in. I tell you, it feels clean. It knows it's clean itself. When I wake up in the morning and go to work, every drop of blood and bit of meat is shouting right out that it is clean. Oh, I tell you. He paused with swift awkwardness, again confounded by his unwanted flow of speech. Never in his life had he been stirred to such utterance, and never in his life had there been cause to be so stirred. For it was the game that had been questioned, its verity and worth, the game itself, the biggest thing in the world, or what had been the biggest thing in the world, until that chance afternoon and that chance purchase in Silverstein's candy store, when Genevieve loomed suddenly, colossal in his life, overshadowing all other things. He was beginning to see, though vaguely, the sharp conflict between woman and career, between a man's work in the world and a woman's need of the man. But he was not capable of generalization. He saw only the antagonism between the concrete, flesh and blood Genevieve and the great, abstract, living game. Each resented the other. Each claimed him. He was torn with the strife and yet drifted helpless on the currents of their contention.
Моими задрогнула земля. много лет я бродил в темноте, но в тебе я увидел свет, я увидел счастье. Мне многого не надо, золота и шоколада. Я не хочу дверь твою подучу эту. Я не знаю, что мне делать и куда идти. Я не вижу ни начала, ни конца пути. В этой пропасти я и себя-то не могу найти. Побудь со мной, не уходи, лишь ты меня можешь спасти. И куда идти? Я не вижу ни начала, ни конца пути. В этой пропасти я и себя-то не смогу найти. Побудь со мной, не уходи. Не уходи. Не уходи.
Music is pain. Usually they say, you get the rap. You heard me sing. I bring it back. Samples and tracks. Wear a lot of hats. Plan for attack. We shoot the viz. I bring out the cam. Let's book a show. And please pay in advance, bro. I love the shit. Love the shit. My whole life. My whole life.
I'm forever been. Forever been a savage. Always farthest from the average. Always farthest from the average.
I love this shit. I love this shit. My whole life. My whole life. Me hurricane, cause I blow too many trees. I have formed a habit, still cool as 2 degrees. I spend all my cheese just to get a high. Zoo they waving by, only way to fly this life. Stop, some call it a life. Stop, stop. I love this shit, I love this shit. My whole life, my whole life.
I've forever been a savage. Forever been a savage. Always farthest from the average. Always farthest from the average.
I love this shit, I love this shit. My whole life, my whole life. I won't wait for change. Trying to spit a verse on the greatest stage. Only thing that hurts is the latest stage. Wanna see the world, gonna break this cage. Waiting for the bus, maybe for a buck. Couldn't book a tour, so I made one up. Hop on board, let's skate, no trucks. More than ordinary, bruh. Cut that check, put some respect. Student loans, massive debt. Stupid homes, that's a neck. Produce the song, rapping vet. The people love the melody and the simple song. It is wrong if we ever forget who this is for. This is for. This is for, this is for, this is for all y'all. This is for, this is for, oh, this is for all y'all.
I've forever been savage, forever been savage. Always farthest from the average, always farthest from the average.
I love this shit. I love this shit. My whole life. My whole life.
My whole life. My whole
life.
you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on...
Now that's better, baby. Why don't we sing a song to help pass the time? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is
down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is
down the stream. Merrily, 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 life.